Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you, everlasting God. Thank you for making it possible for us to see this new day. Thank you, Lord, that indeed we went to bed yesterday night and you woke us up this morning. Father, we are grateful. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have given unto us. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for everyone that you have blessed as a result of listening to it, for those souls that have been won into your kingdom. Father, we are grateful. We bless and we honor you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's session into your hands and we say, Lord, come and speak to us individually and collectively. That word that is us, that revelation, Lord, that rhema that we need to hear, cause us to hear today in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to Commanding Your Day, and I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something of eternal value to you. You will receive this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be sharing with you what I tell you. His thoughts for you are of good. His thoughts for you are of good, not of evil. And the Almighty God will perfect that thought that He has for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing whatsoever will derail it from coming into manifestation in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah chapter 55, and I'm reading from verse 6 to 13. It says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him. And our God, he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but waters the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorns shall come upon the cypress, instead of briars shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the Lord is always thinking about you, and that thoughts that He has for you are of good, is not of evil, to bring you to that expected end. But there are things that you need to also do on your own side. Number one thing that you have to do is that you must seek this God. You must seek Him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might. It's only those who seek that can find. In that Isaiah 55 verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Then you seek him while he may be found. It also tells us in Matthew 5, 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be established. May you seek the Lord with all your heart, and as you seek him, you will find him. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Number two thing is that you must be ready to seek his face in prayers too. Not just seek to know him, seek his face in prayer. Humble yourself before the Lord. Bring your request to him. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible tells us that you and I, we should pray without ceasing. In the morning, seek his face in the place of prayer. At daytime, at nighttime, at all time, seek his face. Concerning every matter that you want to do, why not first of all bring it to the Lord? Because it's by so doing you are saying, God, I surrender to you. And when you do that, the Almighty God is ready to move on your behalf. Another thing that you and I need to do for those good thoughts of God to come to pass in our life is that we have to make him our number one priority. You have to make God your number one priority because you don't know what he has in stock for you. His thoughts for you are of good, but you need to ask him. You need to be ready to shelve that thing that you are chasing and begin to chase after that which concerns him. It tells us there, in that verse 8 of Isaiah 55, say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So his thoughts is higher than us, his ways is higher than us. Why don't you follow the higher thoughts? Why don't you follow the higher ways so that you can fulfill his plans and his purposes concerning your life? The Almighty God will grant you the grace, the strength, the wherewithal that you need in order to pursue after him all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must also live a lifestyle that portrays that we are true Christians, a lifestyle of Christ. He says in that verse 7, he says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to who? To the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, for he will abundantly pardon. The Lord is ready to pardon you. He is ready to wipe away your sins. He says, if you confess your sins, he says, he shall be just and faithful to cleanse us of all our sins, of all unrighteousness. So why don't you go to him? Why don't you begin to live a life of righteousness, a Christ-like life, a life that is pleasing unto this God? Forsake all those bad things that you have been doing. Seek after the things of God. Seek after things that will please him. Seek after things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are righteous, and God will grant you that grace. You may say, how can I do it? Oh, every one of us is a sinner. No, don't be confused. You have Christ. When the Spirit of God is inside of you, he will guide you. He will give you that grace to resist sin. That when sins come, God will make a way of escape for you. Whenever the temptation comes, he will make a way of escape for you. Like he made a way of escape for Joseph. He ran away from Potiphar's wife. Why? Because the Spirit of God was in him. He had the fear of God. May the fear of God reign in you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May you have that grace that whatever you want to do, you first of all consider, will this be pleasing to my God or not? If it is not pleasing to God, then I better not do it. May God grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you need to do is that you must be ready to sow into his kingdom. You must be ready to sow into his kingdom. The Bible says in that verse 10, say, for as the rain and the snow come down from the heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The Lord has given you a seed to sow. Sow your time, sow your money, sow your knowledge, sow whatever resources that you have for the kingdom of God. And the Almighty God will reward you abundantly, because he who sow is the one who will have an harvest. He who eats will only eat it, and at the end of the day will go to the toilet and release the waste. But he who sow will have an harvest. May you have an harvest. May the Lord grant you the grace not to eat your seed, rather to sow it in the name of Jesus. And when I'm talking about sowing, it's not only money. You can sow your time, you can sow your knowledge, your intellect, you can sow whatever you have to the kingdom at God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will reward you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing is that you have to believe his word. You believe his word that which he says will come to pass. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8, it says, the grass wither, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. His word will stand forever. Have you read the scripture? And there is a word that pop up to you. You had a revelation. Why don't you hold on to that word? Why don't you hold on to that word until that word comes into manifestation? Begin to use that word to pray. Pray that word into existence. As you pray unto it, concerning that word that the Lord has revealed unto you, it will come to pass, because as he says, the word of God will stand forever. His word will not return void unto him. That which he has said will come to pass, it will come to pass. He said, he shall accomplish which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things I sent it. So the word of God will come to pass in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that the Lord is going with you in the journey of life. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 52 verse 12, he said, for you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. He is going before you. And the God of Israel will be your rear guard. He is before you. He is behind you. He is by your side. He continues to guide you. He continue to direct your path. And so, brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. You may look at those challenges you are going through right now and say, oh, maybe God has forgotten me. I bring good news to you. He has not forsaken you. He said, those that put their trust in him, he will no way forsake. He will not forsake you, in as much as you look up to him, in as much as you trust in him, in as much as you are doing the will of the Father. The Father will never forsake you. He does not forsake people. He is a lifter of men. He raised them up from the dunghill. The Almighty God will raise you up. He will elevate you. He will take you to that level that you can never imagine, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because his plans for you, his thoughts for you are of good. And those good thoughts will come to pass. Nothing will change it. No one will change it. In as much as you are cooperating with this God, in as much as you are doing his will, in as much as you are following him, in as much as you allow the Spirit of God to lead you all the days of your life, brothers and sisters, from henceforth you will begin to do exploits for the Lord. You begin to do great and mighty things, because the Almighty God, his hand is upon you. And so shall it be, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are listening to me, you do not have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, why don't you have everything? Why don't you say, okay, if this God is taught for me out of good, why can't I follow him? I'm giving you that opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. He loves you. He cares for you. But he can only do it for you if you know him, if you walk with him. So say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins and write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. God will guide you. He will direct your path. He will remove every obstacle standing in your way. He will grant you victory in every situation, in every circumstance of your life, in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God, Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.